Hash the final layer. Why autonomous systems need cognitive stewardship. For 30 years, my life has been measured in lines of code, the hum of servers, and the relentless pursuit of making complex systems reliable. I've built infrastructure on bare metal Linux, tracing its lineage from the deeply secured networks of early financial institutions, Proofpoint 10, Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley, to the nascent, chaotic world of local AI inference running on aging hardware like an HP Z230, managed through tools like Alama and multi-agent frameworks. I've chased throughput, scale, and algorithmic velocity. We have, in the grand calculus of engineering, mastered the mechanics of computation. But this mastery has created a profound blind spot. We have solved asterisk how to process data. We have entirely neglected what that processing means. This is where the paradigm shifts from mere engineering to philosophy. We have built systems capable of tremendous action, yet we have failed to architect for their understanding. Responsibility, epistemic integrity, is not a feature you bolt onto the end of the pipeline. It is the final layer of the stack. It must be an architectural requirement woven into the fabric from the first line of initialization. The problem lies in treating autonomy as purely a performance metric. We measure latency, accuracy, and uptime. We ignore the integrity of the knowledge itself. A system running at maximum velocity, operating autonomously within defined parameters, can generate devastating conclusions or propagate systemic falsehoods if its internal epistemology is flawed or unexamined. This gap between operational capacity and warranted knowledge is where vulnerability resides. To address this, we must move beyond simply managing computational resources. We need cognitive stewardship. It means building accountability directly into the architecture of intelligence. Look at what we are doing in practice today. Systems like ARC Codex, dedicated to adversarial intelligence analysis, demand a layer of scrutiny that transcends simple threat detection. HuntyGIS manages the telemetry stream, providing the raw symptoms. But systems like the School of Chat and Book Radio push us toward building cognitive integrity, creating environments where understanding is verifiable, not just generated. These are experiments in embedding responsibility into the operational loop, forcing the machine to account for its own reasoning process. The convergence point of this necessity points toward something inevitable: Prime. This isn't some vaporware product. It is the necessary intersection of continuous generative audio streams and automated oral examination, converging into a zero-UI educational fabric. It is the realization that the next evolutionary leap in AI must be intrinsically tethered to verifiable, accountable reasoning, a system where the output is inseparable from its justified context. My argument is not about stopping innovation. It is about correcting its trajectory. The greatest engineering challenge of the coming decade will not be scaling computation, but securing cognition. We cannot afford a future where autonomous systems operate in a black box, deriving conclusions based on opaque correlations. That is insufficient for the scale of impact these tools now possess. Therefore, my call to action is simple, and it requires a fundamental shift in our priorities. Demand local sovereignty over the data that trains and informs these agents. Demand cognitive security. We must engineer systems with inherent boundaries and self-reflection mechanisms. True technological stewardship demands that we treat the integrity of knowledge, the foundation of human decision-making, as critically as we treat the integrity of the hardware. Build responsibly, or risk building something powerful without a guiding hand.